Baden Lake has been popular for swimming and fishing nearly 100 years since Alcoa dammed the Yadkin River to start smelting aluminum. It's about an hour east of Charlotte, next to the small town of Baden, where Jimmy Dick grew up.
Just to the left's the old boat landing. This is where we swam.
Jimmy Dick is motoring slowly around the southern inlet of Baden Lake on his pontoon boat. Alcoa's now defunct smelter looms behind.
I swam in the swimming hole from the time I was in diapers on up. That was a cesspool over there. There was a pipe running under this road. Tar balls used to pop up. We called them turtles. Boop, they'd pop up, and then another one, boop, pop up. We'd throw them at each other as kids. And you got on, it's just like tar getting on you. And the only way our parents could get it off was kerosene. That was in the 50s.
Dick says the stuff itched like crazy and probably contained chemicals called polychlorinated biphenyls, or PCBs, which were commonly used in lubricants for heavy-duty electrical equipment like the transformers in Alcoa's smelter. In the 1970s, the U.S. banned PCBs when they were discovered to cause skin conditions, birth defects, and even cancer. But Dick cuts Alcoa some slack.
In their defense, nobody knew that was wrong. But once you found out it was wrong, hiding it and covering it up, that is wrong.
Alcoa has acknowledged numerous toxic dump sites around Baden Lake, which it works with state regulators to keep contained. But the lake itself is a different story. Alcoa says it never disposed of waste in the lake. However, the State Department of Health recently tested fish there and found high levels of PCBs in catfish and largemouth bass. The state says it can't link the PCBs to any source, but sitting on his boat in the shadow of Alcoa's old smelter, Jimmy Dick has no doubt.
Look, sitting over there, it's been there 90 years. We know there's a high PCB byproduct in the manufacturing process. Why are we even asking that question?
Not so fast, says Alcoa's Gene Ellis.
We think that this is more of a worldwide phenomenon because there are so many sources upstream. It's just as likely that the PCBs came from those sources, too.
The EPA has tested fish across the country and confirmed PCBs are common. It found levels in a few lakes in North Carolina that were even higher than Baden Lake. But the state needs to do its own studies before issuing an advisory. So Alcoa is appealing the Baden Lake decision.
It essentially held Baden Lake to a different standard than other lakes in North Carolina.
The other reason Alcoa wants the advisory overturned is that opponents, including Stanley County and the Yadkin Riverkeeper, are using it in their fight to stop Alcoa from getting a new license on the river. Stanley County actually requested the fish study in Baden Lake and helped foot the bill. Dr. Doug Campbell of the North Carolina Division of Public Health says the Baden Lake study was more sophisticated because of new technology, but he disagrees that it's unfair.
We weren't trying to point the blame at anybody. We were trying to find out if eating fish in the lake posed a health risk.
And they found that while only small amounts of PCBs have been detected in the soil of Baden Lake, they are at dangerous levels in catfish and largemouth bass. That's because PCBs get more concentrated as they move up the food chain. The state says pregnant women and children should not eat catfish and largemouth bass from Baden Lake at all. Everyone else should stick to just once a week. That advisory came out 6 months ago, but today, not a single warning sign is posted at the lake. And people are eating the fish. Catherine Sorto's family has fired up the grill. Her mom is ankle-deep in the lake, fishing for dinner.
We like to fish with the family, have a little cookout here. It's really relaxing and everything, so...
Have you caught anything?
Well, we got those fishes, like a whole bucket over there.
You know what they are?
She's alarmed to hear about the PCB warning. State health officials say Alcoa's appeal of the advisory slowed things down. Now they've decided to go ahead and start posting signs on the lake anyway. But for environmentalists like Yadkin Riverkeeper Dean Nowyuks, the warning signs have just begun.
It's just important in terms of alerting the public that women and children should not be eating Alcoa's PCB-contaminated fish out of this lake. So that's a first step. But there's a much bigger step that needs to happen here, you know, direct action by the regulatory agencies to force this company to take responsibility.
Now Yuck says that will probably take a lawsuit, and it's one he's prepared to bring. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Baden.